Hey, you can enjoy the Six Eyes Radio Network. Just call 424-243-9617.
And a beautiful good afternoon to you. Welcome to the Six Eyes Gospel Show here on the Six Eyes Radio Network for October 29th, 2023. You're about to enjoy the best in gospel, the Six Eyes Radio Gospel Show. How's everyone doing?
I'm doing great, Six. How are you doing? I've got two thumbs up.
I am doing great. Thanks for asking. I have a beautiful pumpkin donut and a fresh cup of coffee to enjoy the show. Two thumbs up for myself, two paws up for Trumpet. Amen. Welcome, America.
Amen.
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 Amen. And ladies and gentlemen, we have our very own Pastor Kenneth Bonnet. Welcome, sir.
Thank you so very much. It is an honor to be here. It's an honor to be here with you all here on the Six Eyes Radio Network once again. This is the Six Eyes Gospel Show, the place where you get your praise on without leaving the house. Where I left the house and then had two services, and we've been shouting and praising God, having a wonderful good time. And I tell you, I'm just excited. I have assignment today. We have a guest speaker, and shortly I as he's wrapping up this service, I will be tending to our delegate that we brought in to speak. We've just been having a wonderful time in the Lord as we celebrated Pastor Calhoun's 10th anniversary.
Congratulations.
Pastoring at Greater Somerville, and we want to celebrate him. And although he's feeling a little under weather, he's on mandatory rest. Amen. Sometimes ministry is real hard on the preacher. Amen. So y'all be kind to your preachers, your pastors out there. You don't know the struggle that they have to go through physically and mentally. Amen. Because not only do they have their burdens, but they carry yours too. Amen. And they're praying for you. Amen. So if you got a good pastor, you need to be praying for your pastor. You need to be supporting your pastor. Amen, somebody.
Absolutely. Amen. I pray for you every day.
Amen. Amen. Because you don't know all that they have to endure. Amen. As they're seeking God for a word for you, an encouraging word for you, speaking God prophecy over your life, your destiny, releasing it into your atmosphere. Amen. Next month, we're going to be dealing with prayer. Amen. All next month, we're going to be dealing with prayer. I'm going to be breaking down all the avenues concerning prayer. Amen. And the importance of each and every prayer that we pray. Why we pray, why should we pray? The power of the believer through prayer. All the things that happens because of prayer. We're going to be dealing with prayer on so many different levels. And I want to encourage you to tune in to the Six Eyes Radio Network and get these lessons on prayer. We're going to be dealing with it. Earlier I gave the Serenity Prayer, which is something more of a poem, more so than a prayer, but the prayer itself is one to take recognition of. Amen. And even Christ, he told us to pray. Now, I want to turn in my Bible very swiftly here. Amen. And I'm not going to be with you very long today, but I want you to take down these little notes as we wrap up the harvest. Amen. As we wrap this up, God been dealing with us about harvest time. Amen. And all right. I was in the Word. I gave y'all a couple weeks ago, we looked at Luke chapter 10. Verse number one reads, it says, after these things, After these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also and sent them two by two before his face unto every city and place whether he himself would come. The purpose of sending messengers ahead of time is not the first time we see this happening in Scripture. If we look back in Numbers, the book of Numbers, we see when Moses was talking to God, God told Moses, I want you to appoint 70 elders. I don't want them coming into the tabernacle. I'm going to tell you, and you're going to tell them. And what you tell them, that's what they're going to tell the people in the congregation. And the people was commanded to congregate. But there was two that got the message from the 70. And they was in the camp celebrating, prophesying, and speaking God's word even outside of the tabernacle. In other words, they didn't talk in church. And most times, many times, all of us have this sense of the way I need to tell God's word, the way I need to preach God's word is in the church house. All of us can feel comfortable with opening up our Bibles and speaking a word of scripture and explaining it or elaborating it or doing what we feel led by the Spirit of God to do to get people to be educated and informed by what God is saying unto his people. And we do that in the church house and we feel comfortable. But when Jesus said, pray ye to the Lord of the harvest, for the harvest was plentiful, but the laborers are few. Because God said the vineyard that he's sending us, it's good that you got a talent and you want to sing in the church choir. But God needs you singing a hymn out here in the streets. God needs you when you're walking down the street, walking, taking your strolls in the park, while you're getting your exercise on, while you're working and working your, while you're working. Go ahead and sing a gospel song while you're walking the tracks. While you, if you're a rapper, he wants you rapping the gospel while you're walking the track. While you're exercising, you at the gym, and many times when we at the gym, we want to put on some music that put us in the mode of working out, and we put on some type of fast music, some music that's full of energy, full of energetic, that's going to cause us to move. That's on the outside of the church. Why? Because the Bible says that the harvest was plentiful, but the laborers are few. If we kept on reading that in Luke chapter 10, we read verse 1, verse 2 said, therefore he said unto them, the harvest truly is great. The harvest, the people that need to be pulled into the kingdom. The whole point of harvesting is gathering up and to move it to a certain place. Amen. You don't harvest the fruit and leave them around the stump. Nah, you harvest the fruit and you take them to the marketplace or you take them home. Yeah, you take them so others can to get a hold of them so that they can benefit from the fruit. Well, God's word is ready. It's alive. And it's ready for those to receive it. But many people are not coming to church nowadays. Many people are in the shopping malls. Uh-huh. They're at your job. They're in the parking lot. Uh-huh. They're in your community standing around the gas station. Amen. I know you like to play a little cards. Uh-huh. You like playing spades. But talk about God while you're playing spades. Be nice to the person that you're playing spades with. You ain't got to cuss about and have a good time. Uh-huh. I know you like playing dominoes, but you ain't got to talk bad about all of those. You can talk about the goodness of God while you're doing what you're doing. Glory to God. That's where the gospel needs to be spread. Glory to God. The Great Commission is for us to go. go well, brother preacher. I'm so glad that you asked. Go into all of the world. Well, all of the world includes your street. Whatever your street is, where you live, you know where you live. You ain't got to tell me. You know for your oneself because you got home safely. Glory to God. You need to be able to go outside your four walls and share the gospel with somebody. Share it with your neighbor. Your neighbor needs to see you going to church. Your neighbor needs to see you carrying your Bible. Your neighbor needs to see you speaking life over there. You know that death happened across the street some of you. Hey, what's wrong with you going to buy a card and going to share with them, saying, hey, I'm praying for your family. I'm praying that God will give your family peace. I'm praying that God will keep y'all. I'm praying that God will minister unto y'all. And what's wrong with reaching across the aisle, letting somebody else know that God loves them? Well, brother preacher, they don't go to church. That ain't got nothing to do with God's love. Well, brother preacher, they in the same sex thing. They ain't got nothing to do with God. That ain't, God so loved the world. John 3:16. Do you believe it? Did you read it for your one self? I dare you to open it up and read it again. Read it again. Read it again. What does it say? Well, we're going to take time because since you act like you don't want to know what it say, John 3:16 is very simple. It says real clearly for us, for God so loved the world. He loved what? The world. He didn't love just the righteous people. He didn't love just only those that he called by his name. Glory to God. He loved the world. So he so loved the world. What did he do with that love? See, some people say that they love you, but all they're doing is take, 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 take. Uh-huh. Some people say they love you, but they never gave you anything. They give you nothing but other than a headache. Some people say they love you. What did he do with the love that he said that he had for you? The Bible says here, for God so loved the world that he gave his only. He didn't have two or three standing here and there. No, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth. This is a faith thing. This is a matter of faith. Some people try to say, well, I just don't believe. Well, that's your problem. But I believe. And because I believe, I can receive. He said, for whosoever believeth. That's a continuation, by the way. In the King James, it's that belief followed with the TH ending is the same as ING. It is a continuation. Amen. That don't mean you believe today and then you stop believing. That means you believe today and you can continue to believe as long as you live. He said that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Well, who are we believing in? We're believing in God the Father? Yes. We're believing in God the Son? Yes. Are we believing in God the Holy Spirit? Yes. Yes to all three. That whosoever believeth in him, because the three is one. There's no two gods or three gods. We don't believe that as born-again believers. What we believe is in the Word of God that teaches his triune nature. Well, somebody said, well, brother preacher, I don't understand that. How is that? How can God be that? Well, let me tell you like this. If I can understand how God was God, then I might be God. But since I don't understand that, I ain't God. And so if God said that's what it is, that's just what I'm going to believe. Why? Because I believe. It is a matter of faith. Glory to God. I believe it. Glory to God. I believe it. Not only have it been taught to me, but I experienced it from a oneself. Amen. And so when I begin to talk to others, when I begin to share with others the goodness of God, I don't just have to tell them what happened back in Moses' day. Thank God that Pharaoh got drowned in the Red Sea. But glory to God, there's some things that God drowned from my past. Glory. Hallelujah. That's never going to surface again. There's some things in my past that's never going to come up because God clothed them in the sea of forgiveness. How do I know? Because he said that his mercy renews every morning. Glory to God. That he separated my sin far as the east is from the west. Glory to God. I'm so glad that I trust in the word of God, that those things that are behind me, they are just that. They are behind me. Why? Because any man be in Christ. Ooh, where you be? He asked Adam, Adam, where art thou? Glory to God. That son of man, where are you? Son, daughter of God, where are you? God is asking, where is his people? Where are those that believe? Are you in Christ? If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature.
Amen.
That means your old hang-ups, your old hiccups, God got them already dealt with. Glory to God. You don't have to worry about your trouble. Glory to God. Your trouble ain't that big. you don't need no more faith. Glory to God. You just got to tell your trouble, no matter how big it is, tell them just how big your God is. What, Brother Breezy? Yes, the Bible talks about it being in the palm of his hand. Glory to God. So if he holds the world in his hand.
Come on, preacher. Come on,
that's
preacher.
That's the church's song. He had the whole world in his hand. He has the whole world in his hand. That means no matter what my problem is, God is able to deal with it with just his fingernail. Y'all ain't going to talk
yes,
to me.
Sir.
That's all right.
Yes,
God
sir.
Is more
yes,
able to
come
do
on with it.
What I can think he can do. The problem is I don't think God can do it. The problem is I don't believe. So because I don't believe, how can I truly receive? I can give you $100 bill. You say, what is this? I asked for 2 quarters. And that was a little girl that happened to. Her daddy promised her that, baby, I'm gonna give you a nickel if you do this. And she did it, and when he got home and saw that she had done what he had told her to do, she said, so, Daddy, you going to give me my nickel? The daddy went in his pocket and took out a dollar bill, and she began to cry.
Wow.
She said, Daddy, that's not a nickel. He said, but, baby, this is more than a nickel. She said, but it's not a nickel. You said, Daddy, you were going to give me a nickel. You said, if I did what I was supposed to do, and I did, Daddy, you said you were going to give me a nickel. Daddy said, in this bill, there are 20 nickels. She said, but, Daddy, you said a nickel. That's not a nickel. But, see, we don't understand that what God has in store for us is greater. Glory to God. And we keep trying to make God do this little thing when God has so much more in store for us. We have no idea. We think that God is changing us when he say give us tithe, when he say do unto others, when he tell us to do this. We think that God is trying to take something from us when actually he's trying to give us more. Why? Because we serve a God that is a God of abundance. That's why every fruit tree has more than one fruit. It was one seed that made the tree. Yes, over the course of time that it took for the tree to grow and mature, maybe it was a process of time. It may have took a while, but it produced more. And what we got to understand, it ain't going to come overnight. And we got to stop wanting things to happen just overnight. In other words, you took all day long getting dirty. Sprinkle a little water on your face is not going to clean you from your head to your toe. Glory to God. There's going to be a process of you getting inside the tub. Glory to God. Using some soap. Covering your whole body with the suds from the soap. Using the rag to wipe the dirt away. Glory to God. There's a process that we have to go through to be cleansed. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm thankful that the moment that I ask God to come into my heart, that he saved my soul. My soul is saved, but he's developing my character. He's developing my attitude. He's developing who I am. He's transforming me by the renewing of my mind. And how can my mind be renewed if I don't pick up the Bible? How can my mind be renewed if I don't trust in the Word of God? He said, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. So in order for me to have the mind of Christ, I must read what he did. I must read and find out about it. And check this out, check this out. I want you to understand that even though the successor, Joshua, who took Moses' place, that took the people of promise into the promised land, was not amongst the original 70 that Moses pointed out, nor part of the two that was in the camp. They were still there with Moses being tutored, being learning, paying attention. Glory to God. But the 70 couldn't do nothing other than what Moses gave them to do.
Uh-huh.
Some of us, we think just because you spoke one good message, you had one good prophecy, you're above your pastor. You think that puts you above your bishop, your spiritual leader. No, it does not. You're still subject to that leadership. You're still under that authority.
Uh-huh.
The power of that authority is most effective when you operate within it respectfully.
Amen.
Because that means God can continually use you because you're part of his program now. You're part of his program. Oh, they didn't call my name, so I ain't singing no more. They named everybody's name. Well, question. Was you singing so that they can call your name or for God to call your name?
Uh-huh.
Who are you looking to call your name? I want God to say to me, well done, Kenneth, my good and faithful servant. I ain't looking for you to say, Brother Kenneth, that was a good message. But you are all right, Doc. That, it's fine if you say it, but it's fine if you don't say it. You ain't never got to give me recognition. If God recognized me, that's all the recognition I need. Because that meant I did what he told me to do.
Uh-huh.
But guess what? God going to recognize those that do, and he going to recognize those that don't. Oh, yeah. I read it in my Bible. I read it from my one self. The Bible said that he's going to divide his sheep from his goat. Glory to God. He's going to divide them. Glory to God. So on his right hand, he's going to place his sheep. On the left hand, he's going to place his goat. On the right hand, he's going to say to the sheep, I was hungry, you fed me. I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. I was naked, and you clothed me. Glory to God. And when he talked to them and tell them these things, he's going to say, I was in prison and you came and visited me when I was in prison. I was sick and you came to the hospital and this told me. Think of it, Lord. Now, Lord, we've done many things in the world, but when did we do those things ever towards you? He said, when you've done it for the least. See, the harvest is still plentiful. In other words, the least still are least, still needing. If you can look across the aisle and there's a need, there's work still needed to be done. The problem is you're looking at what I'm doing and think there's no room for you in the field. I like reading about Esther because she went to Boaz's field. Boaz already had his workers there tending the field. He already had those working on getting the harvest from the field. But yet, because of her faithfulness, he was able to look and see that she was still committed to her mother-in-law, even though her husband was gone. And because he was able to see that, see her commitment, he made room for her to receive even in the field that was already full. And you're wondering, is there work for you to do? You're wondering, is there something for you to do in the kingdom? There's something for you to do in the kingdom. And that's why Jesus said, pray, petition the Father to send forth laborers into the vineyard. Why? Because there's others that still need a hug today. Somebody need to hear Jesus loves you today. Somebody need to hear that you don't have to stay a prostitute. You don't have to stay a hustler, a drug dealer. You don't have to stay broke, busted, and disgusted. You don't have to stay in the condition that you're in. There's hope for you. And when you begin to understand that God positioned you in the world so that you can reach somebody that can't be reached by the church, glory, you're in that position because somebody said, God, if you're real, why nobody is talking to me? Why nobody's telling me who you are? Why nobody is reaching me? God, what about me? And you standing there swole. You standing there fat on the preacher preaching Sunday in and Sunday out and don't share it with nobody. And don't understand somebody starving for the word. Somebody need the word. And it comes upon us that we can't have that stingy spirit. Jesus said, by this shall all men know that you're my disciples, that you have love one. Two. Another. Is that good for you to have something for me in your pocket? You got to get to where I am to put it in my hand so I can put it in my pocket. There's a word that is missing in the streets, and that's hope. And that's because we that have received hope won't go and share hope, won't go and tell others hope is still available. People don't believe that God is still a God that heal. God is still a God that deliver. God is still a God that make ways out of no way. Because those that made a way out of no way, those that found themselves out of the gutter, those that found themselves with a decent job, those that found themselves with a decent marriage, those that found themselves with a decent career, those that found their businesses, those that found happiness, don't go and share that I didn't have it before I got God. But once I got him, he gave me everything that he had for me. And it had my name on it. And he preserved it for me. Find us that we cannot abandon the harvest field. We cannot overlook the needs of others. Time out for that. You got it. Pass it on. You got it. Pass it on. Stop holding on to it like that's all that God got for you. There's so much more that God has in store for us, but we hold on. Well, I'm just trying to make it from a oneself. You're not in this world by yourself. Our charge today is to be true laborers in the vineyard. A true laborer is not just a worker. A laborer can punch out and see something that still needs to be done, and they'll go and do it if it takes them another half hour. They'll do it because it needed to be done, and it can't wait till tomorrow. Who in your world that you know need prayer right now? Who in your world needs to know that although you have been the family mess up, in the family you the black sheep. In the family you the one that's forgotten. But I want you to know that although we had overlooked you, I repent, but God never forgets you. See, we don't do that because it means we got to humble ourselves. That simply means we forgot the scripture for ourselves. He said, if conditional, my people, who are called by my name. How can you call yourself a Christian and you're not doing godly things? The word Christian is the anointed one. If you're going to be like the anointed one, you got to do anointed things. When Christ was tired, he yet still served the kingdom. When Christ went, when he walked with not no cars, he didn't have a car to drive around in. He didn't even use a mule or a horse to ride around in. He walked from town to town. He labored. And he didn't have to. He could have stayed down in Jerusalem and just sent them one by one here and there. But he didn't. He went and moved. The Bible says he was moved with compassion. Nowadays, we're moved by money. We're moved by how many times they're going to mention our names on their website. We're moved by what social media is saying. By how many of us would just be moved by the call of God? The prophet said, he heard the Lord saying, who shall go for us? Whom shall we send? God is looking for somebody that'll say, here am I, send me. Here am I, send me. In this time of harvest, is there one that would say, here am I, send me? The good man of the field, he's looking late into the evening for somebody that's just standing around in the marketplace, looking for work to be done. Is there anybody that know the need of the kingdom? The need of the kingdom is to fulfill the will of God by adding service. And the way we add service is we got to go out and give them and bring them in. You can't catch a fish unless you first have a fishing pole and a line. Yeah, you may have a net, but you still got to get to the water. In other words, what I'm saying to you, you got to go where the fish at. You can't catch a fish at your house. You can't catch the fish without going to where they at. And our bait is simple. It's one of hope. It's one that has a promise of a better place. Yes, in this world we all will have tribulation. But there's coming a day. The Bible says that he shall wipe away their tears. Glory to God. There's coming a day when my body won't ache no more. I don't have to worry about it aging anymore. I don't have to worry about sickness or pain anymore. There's coming a day. There's coming a day because of the Holy Spirit. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, we shall all be changed, transformed to meet him in the air. And that's what I'm saying to you today, brothers and sisters. We need to meet him in the air, but before we get to the air, there's a work that we got to do here on the ground. Now let's get to work. Let's do what God has called us to do. I'm not calling you to be another Pastor Bonnet. I'm not calling you to fill my role. I got that. You go and be you. You be whoever what your mama named you, what your daddy named you, but you be who God called you. the thing that God has called for you is one to search for. Because in it, in your discovering or finding your true purpose, you'll find your true happiness. You'll find your true fulfillment. And you won't chase this and that no more. You won't be worried about what people have to say concerning you. Truly be able to be like Christ. They called him Beelzebub, but he kept on healing. He kept on delivering. What are we keeping on doing? I hope what we keep doing is not what we've been doing that have not been productive for the kingdom. But what we should be doing is living for the kingdom, bringing souls into the kingdom in the name of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, right now, Lord God, we, the body of Christ, repent for our selfishness. We repent for our wrongful thinking. Lord, help our understanding of the importance of working now, not waiting till later. Help our understanding of your word so that we can share with those in our circle, those that are connected to us. Help us, Lord God, to be the example of how to live right in front of those that still don't know what is right. And God, as you do those things, we won't covet your glory. We will continue to point them towards you. Father, give us strength and understanding. You said, in all our getting, get understanding. As we get anything else, Lord God, help us to get how we are to add to the kingdom. And we thank you now. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Listen, I want to say thank you for listening. I pray that you're not sitting on your gifts, your talents that God has for you. I don't know who's listening to this program, whether you're listening to it live or you're listening to it on demand. But whenever you are listening, this word is for you right here, right now. Don't you one more day not let the gift of God in you out into this world. Don't you hold on to it no more. Let go and let God get into your Bible teaching ministry, church in your local area. Commit to that ministry and watch God change your entire existence. He's ready to do it. Are you ready to receive it? Amen. I now release you back in the hands of those over the program today. Thank you, Brother Six, for allowing me to come on earlier today that I may continue to serve in my duties here. Amen. One thing about a servant heart, it doesn't matter. You do what God has for you to do. I am glad to be a servant of the Most High. I don't worry about whether my name is called. I'm not worried. I just want to be pleasing to the Lord because I want to hear these words. Well done, my good and faithful servant. So Brother Six is back in your hands. Y'all go on, put on some good shouting music, some good church music today. I hope you got your dancing shoes on. Cut your couple get you a couple steps in there. Go ahead and get some little socks for trumpet there, and let the cat dance with you. Glory to God.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all just have a good time. I love you all. I'm going to be signing out here in a minute. I may listen for about a couple more minutes just in case there's a couple questions for me, but I'm going on to fulfill my assignment for the day. God bless you. I love you all.
Well, thank you, Pastor, for that beautiful message as always. You just enjoyed a very powerful message from Pastor Bonnet. Say hello to your constituents from the 6 Eyes Radio Network, your guests. Hello from the 6 Eyes Radio Network. Congratulations from the 6 Eyes Radio Network to Brother Calhoun on his 10 years of service.
Amen.
And it's a beautiful thing. It's definitely a beautiful thing.
Amen.
Amen. Trumpet was even praising the Lord with you. He was meowing. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. He's running around getting that. Yes.
That's a happy cat.
Yeah. But I'm telling you, Trumpet is a special cat, because I'm telling you, when he was hitting those key points, Trumpet was running around, meow, meow, meow. He was right there, like he definitely knew what he was talking about. Come here, Trumpet.
Well, the Bible said, let everything that has breath praise the Lord.
Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. There you go, Wolfgang. I wonder where you were.
I was right here having a great time with the message. In fact, it was all so good, I just couldn't sit back and say anything because I would have been too busy shouting so much you would have never got a word in edgewise. That's the problem.
Yes, Lord. Amen. I truly enjoyed it too. And I know you on a rush, but we are truly thankful that you take the time to bring us a message every Sunday, no matter what, and that's showing us all that is true servanthood. So we're thankful.
Yeah.
Amen.
You talk about extra extraordinary and how far God has brought you, Pastor Bonnie. Remember a time, maybe was that 3-4 years back? I got to give an award to you. Got to give an award to Sister Nicole. Got to give an award to Wolfgang. Got to give an award to Queen, because at one point in time, you all have done shows. I know the two ladies have done shows from their hospital bed.
Yeah.
Right after surgery. When I saw Barry White, I said, I know Barry White is gone. Oh, good evening. I said, whoa, whoa, whoa. Women is calling. Who's that? Who is that?
Yeah.
Right after surgery, you was right on air.
And Wolfgang too. I mean, you know,
yeah,
him having.
Let me tell you about Wolfgang. Sex. I said, yeah. Just wanted to tell you. I was out there in the garage crushing cans, and my heart started acting up. So tell you that I might not be on the show. I said, Wolfgang, did you hear what you just said? Yeah. I was using a sledgehammer, and I said, Wolfgang, if you don't get off this phone and take care of yourself, man, I said, get off this phone. So it's just, you know, I think that's extra extraordinary. You know, the dedication.
Is.
One just getting out of surgery. Barry White calling in.
This pastor wanted.
You don't know how many calls we got from the women that particular show. You know,
I can say it.
You know, and you.
I have my computer right here. I'm
you know, Queen. You know, doing the show from, you know, when she was, you know, down. You know, so it just goes to show the dedication, and it's greatly appreciated. You know, it may say 6 Eyes Radio Network, but it takes all of us. Amen.
Yeah.
And Six, you had that story wrong. I didn't say nothing about smashing cans with a sledgehammer. I said I was doing that with my feet.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, okay. All right, brother.
And let me just say real quick, Charles fusses at me about trying to take stuff to the hospital when I know I got to go. You don't need all that. Okay, I know that I got to have what I need to run the show in case nobody is able to stand in. And I know Wolfgang can handle stuff now, but still, I just It's just something in me. Okay, make sure you got everything you need, and so that's what I do.
Yeah.
Okay, the first lady.
Yes, and we want to continue to pray for Maine, the situation that's going on over there. We want to continue to pray for the situation going on in Israel, Jerusalem, just for mankind as a whole. We just want to continue to pray. We want to pray for the sick and shut in. We want to pray for my family, your family. And any situation needs to be fixed, the Lord knows all about it. He will fix it and just fix, you know, one's mindset and let those know who are growing up in the world to know that the world is not free. The world is not free. No one can live anywhere for free. Now, my niece is expecting earlier than I knew. So one thing about her little boyfriend, when you go to the party, now you got to be there to clean up. So, amen.
Hey.
I got a fresh broom for you and a 1,000 bags of hefty bags. So you're not getting away. Amen.
Well, it's time for him to get in position to buy all of that.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've provided long enough. Yeah, I've provided long enough.
Exactly.
You know.
It's time to cut the strings. If you're old enough to make a baby and can't listen and disrespectful, then
so let
you
me,
need...
So let me ask y'all, is Pastor Bonnie still with us?
Yes. No. He had
okay,
to leave.
Well,
the first lady
I'll ask Wolfgang. He's knowledgeable. All right, Wolfgang.
First lady, hey, we're not going to overlook first lady. Good afternoon, beautiful lady. She is.
Oh, hello, first lady. I didn't know you was here. Hello. Amen.
She might be on mute.
Hello.
Hello. First lady, how are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
I'm blessed.
Thank you.
What?
Be quiet. Timber wanted to put his two cents in.
Amen.
He wanted to get on here and praise the Lord with us. So.
Amen.
All right. That's different.
I'm just done getting on the line, so I don't know what we was talking about. So what y'all was talking about?
Hey, Tipper. Tipper praising the Lord too. Trumpet praising the Lord and Tipper. If the felines can praise the Lord, I know we can.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, mine is getting her beauty sleep, so anyway.
Well, like I said, Trumpet has been running around here shouting, meowing. So I'm telling you. And you had to be here because I'm telling you, the key points Pastor Bonnie was hitting, he was running around, you know, meowing.
Yeah. But Pastor Bonnet was preaching about servanthood and doing your part and serving the Lord, and it was a very good message.
Oh, so he already preached already?
Yes, ma'am. He said he had to go in first.
Okay. Yeah.
Well,
I'm so sorry I missed it. Okay.
Well, you know what, First Lady, what you can do before y'all go to bed tonight, you have him put his robe on. And you have them preach the message for you before y'all go to bed. Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Or I can even go back and listen to it later. Also.
Amen.
Yeah, I would when he gets in later on tonight, I would say, hey Pastor, honey, I missed the message today. Can you preach the message again before we go to bed? See what he says.
Yes. All right. Did he have to go to another church service today?
Yeah. He had another engagement, engagement. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So he did his message earlier today.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Yes, and we also got to include Evangelist Clayton, and what's the gentleman's name? Was it Tony?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Can't forget about Tony. Tony. He's a good father. He's a good father. Evangelist Clayton, just the whole team. I don't want to leave nobody out. The whole team of the Six Eyes Radio Network are extraordinary. The whole team. So that's everybody. You know, you guys are extraordinary. But I just had to those key moments. Those key moments. You know.
Yeah.
So absolutely. We have an awesome team here at the Six Eyes Radio Network. And if you haven't done so already, join the Six Eyes Radio Network group. It's just like it sounds. Six Eyes, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, space, radio, R-A-D-I-O, space, network, N-E-T-W-O-R-K. It's a group, and it's a great group. We want to send our condolences to the family of Matthew Perry. If you all watch Friends, he passed away. I don't know the exact events of what happened, but he passed away age 54. I don't remember what character he played on Friends. If anybody's Friends watchers and you're on the lines, press the one, but his government name was Matthew Perry. He passed away at age 54. We also lost Richard Roundtree, who portrayed the character Shaft. He passed away at 81. So we just want to send our condolences out to both those families from the Six Eyes Radio Network. We also lost Suzanne Summers, who passed away at 77. So, again, we want to send our thoughts and prayers out to her family and friends. Yeah, she played Chrissy Chanel, the blonde on Three's Company, alongside Jack Tripper and Joyce DeWitt, who played Janet.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
440645. I think that's Sister Emily.
Hello, Sister Emily.
Yes, it is.
How are you?
Hi, Sister Emily.
Hello, beautiful.
Hi. You know whose voice we haven't heard today? Sister Ruthie.
She said she's not feeling good. Just keep her in prayer, and that's why you haven't heard her today.
All right. Well, we still have to do the scripture reading, and we missed the opening prayer because Pastor Bonnie had to go. So I'm going to turn it over to Wolfgang, and then if Six wants to get into a little music or anything else we have to do, we'll go ahead and take care of that.
All right, yeah, we can still do that, what would be now a later prayer. And then after I do that in the scripture reading, I'm going to give an announcement that Six made sure that I should give, and we'll give that as well. And then throughout the show, whenever Six asks, I got three special songs I'd like to give today. Okay. Lord Jesus, we ask you today that you would just touch this program, Lord Jesus, as we continue. As we've already started, but Lord Jesus, as we continue, we ask you to touch each and every heart, each and every life that is listening, especially that soul who is nearest hell, Lord Jesus. Help them to reel up the white flag, surrender, saying, I yield, knowing that your word said, Lord Jesus, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So let this day be their day. Let them get in contact with us so we can rejoice with them in their newfound joy, Lord Jesus. And then for the team of the Six Eyes Radio Network, we ask a special blessing. Do pray, Lord Jesus, so they can keep on keeping on for you, whether mental, spiritual, physical, or financial, Lord Jesus. And then for your children out there, Lord Jesus, no matter where they may be or where they may be at, we ask you, Lord Jesus, that you touch them also in the same special way, Lord Jesus. And then, Lord Jesus, for those dealing with the loss of someone due to whatever illness it may have been, Lord Jesus, we ask you, Lord Jesus, you comfort them with your Holy Spirit, no matter who they may be, Lord Jesus. Touch them and show them that you are there, Lord Jesus, right beside their side. And then, Lord Jesus, for those dealing with any kind of illness, Lord Jesus, we ask you to raise them up out of the bed of affliction as only you can, Lord Jesus. We ask your will in your perfect way, Lord Jesus. And then, Lord Jesus, for these dirty, rotten situations that we read about in the newspaper, hear about on the television or radio set, Lord Jesus, We ask you right now to teach us to love our neighbor as ourselves. In so doing, we'd be loving the omnipresent neighbor, who is you, Lord Jesus. Now we ask and pray all this in your mighty and precious name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
All right. So we're going to get right into our scripture reading that's a little behind the schedule, but here we go.
This is Job chapter 2, verses 1 to 13. Again, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them to present himself before the Lord. And the Lord said unto Satan, From whence comest thou? And Satan answered the Lord and said, From going to and fro in the earth and from walking up and down it, in it. And the Lord said to Satan, Hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that feareth God. And escheweth evil, and still he holdeth fast his integrity, although thou movest me against him to destroy him without cause. And Satan answered the Lord and said, Skin for skin, yea, all that a man hath, will he give for his life. But put forth thine hand and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto Satan, Behold, he is in thine hand, but save his life. So when Satan forth from the presence of the Lord and smote Job with sore boils from the sole of his foot to the crown unto his crown. And he took him a potsherd to scrape himself withal. And he sat down among the ashes. Then said his wife unto him, Dost thou still remain thine integrity? Curse God and die. But he said unto her, Thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh. What shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall we receive evil? And shall we not receive evil? And all this did not Job sin with his lips. Now, when Job's three friends heard of all this evil that was come upon him, they came every one from his own place. Eliphaz, the Temanite, and Bildad, the Shuhite, and Zophar, the Benhamite, for they had made an appointment together to come to mourn with him and to comfort him. And when they lifted up their eyes afar off and knew him not, they lifted up their voice and wept, and they rent every one his mantle and sprinkled dust upon their heads toward heaven. So they sat down with him upon the ground 7 days and 7 nights, and none spake a word unto him, for they saw his grief was very great. And this was Job chapter 2, verses 1 to 13. And may God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Emily, for that beautiful scripture reading. Thank you. Amen.
Amen.
You know, I love,
and
I
amen.
Love jumping
okay.
me today. Are you jumping me? I love how you, you know, you take your time and read it, you know, so we can get a full understanding of the message. So I thank you for that. Amen. I'm complete.
You're welcome, big bro.
I see Wolfgang won a box today.
Uh-oh.
Well,
right.
I was just trying to...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
That was Job chapter 2, 1 to 13, she said.
I got it. Thank you.
And I was just only trying to do that announcement that Six asked me to do prior to the show, and that is if any of you out there would like to help keep shows like this on the air, remember, it doesn't cost you a dime to listen, but it does cost us to keep on the air, and we would appreciate a love gift from you. You have two options if you'd like to help us out. First off, we have PayPal that you can make a donation by. Just go to PayPal, enter the email address, 6i6@gmail.com. That's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6@gmail.com. S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6@gmail.com. If you're a Cash App user, go to Cash App, enter $ S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit 2, digit 4. Again, $ S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit 2, digit 4. And in both cases, you enter the amount of your love gift. And we here at the Success Radio Network thank you very, very much. And God will richly bless you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So whenever you want to box and you jump me, this is what's going to play. You're enjoying the Six Eyes Gospel Show.
All right. So what is next on the agenda? We have to do the Bloodhound of Scripture as well.
Yeah,
yes,
but I thought we'd do a little music first.
All right. Do you want to start with the three you got, or how you want to do it?
Player off. Player on. Audio file.
You get that together right after this. You're enjoying the Six Eyes Gospel Show. I'm going to hear my own voice. Amen. Amen. That was written by Jay Sean Champion, Sanctuary. What you guys think about that?
That was pretty good.
Yes. Amen.
So good.
Amen. 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 All right. Are you ready for your three selections, or do you want me to continue boogieing?
Well, I've got the first one ready, and each one as I do them this afternoon, remember, they're all three written songs that are based on true stories.
Okay.
Okay? So,
all right.
This first one is called The Last Goodbye. So, we'll do that, then we'll give Six a chance to play another song or two, and then we'll do the next one, okay? So here we go.
We'd just finished our dinner, and I'd gone in the den and turned on the TV. When she walked in and kissed me on the cheek like a million times before, And she said, honey, I know it's late, but if you don't mind, my shopping's gotten a little behind. So I think I'll drive downtown to the grocery store. Well, I didn't look up, just nodded okay and asked her to hand me an ashtray. And when she did, I reached over and squeezed her hand. And then she left. And I shuddered a minute at the thought of my world without her in it. And I reassuringly sought the touch of my wedding band. Well, I must have been dozing because I didn't hear the door. And I thought, now that's strange. I'd never done that before. But I looked up, and she was standing by my chair. She kind of snuck in on me, I said. And she smiled and nodded her head. And I told her that she looked just like an angel standing there. For a long moment, she didn't say a thing. And then she caressed her gold wedding ring. And I thought I saw a teardrop in her eye. Honey, you'll never know how much I love you, she said. And I thought of the many years that we'd been wed, as I told her that no one could be as happy as I. And then the strangest feeling filled the room. Not one of happiness, but one of gloom. And for the first time in my life, I saw sadness in her face. I reached out to touch her, and she drew away. And she told me again that ours was a love that time could never erase. And then I thought I heard a thousand voices singing, but I realized it was the telephone ringing. And that's when I saw the halo surround their pretty golden hair. I turned trembling to the receiver and heard a cold voice say that there'd been a wreck out on the highway. And I knew that when I looked back, she wouldn't be there, because it was an angel's way of saying our last goodbye.
That's a real heavy song.
That's crazy. That's like it was with Mama Six Eyes. That's exactly how it was with her. Last time I spoke to my mom, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, fine, happy, her old, you know, natural funny self telling me about the soap opera. She was my soap opera digest, letting me know what's going on with Thomas Hope, you know, what's going on with Bill Spencer, you know, everything about the stories. Victor Newman, Jack Abbott, that was my soap opera digest. And like I said, she was happy, you know, and everything. Wednesday, she was waiting up for my cousin to come. And I said, Mama, I said, listen, I said, you don't got to wait. I said, she knows where your room is. I said, you ain't got to wait up for her. I said, go back there and stretch out, put the TV on and put the Alexa on. All right, son. You know, she went walking down the hall, and I never spoke with her when she walked down the hall because she had the phone in one hand. She had a pop or ice water in the other hand. And I always waited till she got to the room. So she walked down the hall. She said, all right, son, made it to the room. I said, okay, Ma. I said, well, stretch out. I said, get some rest. She said, you know, son, great minds think alike. I said, yes, ma'am. I said, go ahead, stretch out, and give me a call when you wake up. All right, son, I'll do that. All right, love you. Love you too, Ma. Later. Later. And that was my last time speaking to my mom alive, 5:29. 6:15 a.m., January 27th of 22, 6:15, she passed away. So if you still have your mom here on earth, honor her as I did while she lived. And the only thing missing is just the void and not hearing her voice, because definitely she will be on this show right now. So if your mom is still with you, love and appreciate her. And with that, I'm complete. Love you, Mom. Say hello to the Father, sister, and brother.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Definitely got to give them their flowers while they're living.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Mama Tyler, hello to her as well. She was another beautiful spirit.
Well, that actually, Six, the way you were just talking about that kind of already leads me into my second song. Okay? Because that not only works, for us children to our parents, but we could reverse that. It also works for the children, for the parents to the children. You never know.
Uh-huh.
I mean, there have been, it's well documented. Little children die of cancer, die of heart attack, what have you.
Yeah.
So we don't know that last time that our little child, they could go from our home and never come back from school, what have you. We don't know.
You're right.
We don't know.
Yeah.
So that kind of leads me into my next song, which, like I said, all three of these are true stories. And this one is called Bringing Mary Home. They're all by the same artist, as you notice, my favorite artist, Six. Okay?
But
this one's called Bringing Mary Home. And this one will kind of give you some chills up your spine a little bit, okay? So here we go, Bringing Mary Home.
Driving down a lonely road on a dark and stormy night, when a little girl by the roadside showed up in my headlights. I stopped and she got in the back, and in a shaky tone she said, "My name is Mary. Please won't you take me home?" She must have been so frightened all alone there in the night. There was something strange about her. Her face was deathly white. She sat so pale and quiet there in the back seat all alone. I never will forget that night I took Mary home. I pulled into the driveway where she told me to go. Got out to help her from the car and opened up the door. But I could not believe my eyes. The back seat was bare. I looked all around the car, but Mary wasn't there. A small light shone from the door. A woman opened up the door. I asked about the little girl that I was looking for. Then the lady gently smiled and brushed the tear away. She said, "It sure was nice of you to go out of your way. But 13 years ago today, in a wreck just down the road, our darling Mary lost her life, and we still miss her so. So thank you for your trouble and the kindness you have shown. You're the 13th one who's been here bringing Mary home. You're the 13th one who's been here bringing Mary home."
Wow.
little speechless six.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, that was nice. And you just think about what's going on over there in Jerusalem with those 2,300 kids getting killed, you know, innocent. And they have nothing to do with what's going on, you know, and you still have people fighting over land. And that's why we just continue to pray for the world and pray for their mental being.
Well, I don't know if my husband had told y'all something happened to my son 2 weeks ago. He was going in to visit a friend, and it was a mistaken identity. And when he went at the side of town that he went to, the person don't stay on the good side of town. And someone came up and shut up his car while he was in there. That's the reason why I definitely pray for protection. God, Lucy's protecting angels around, you know, us every day. Pray over him that God, that he put his wings upon him. So y'all please get my family up in prayer because just a day or two, he still went right back over there again visiting them, and I asked him not to go over there and let your friends come see you. And so, you know, when, you know, he was saying that was a true story behind it, that we pray for his kids because it's not a nice to lose your children before you go, you know.
Right.
Like my mom, she lost, I got two brothers that is gone before her and my dad is gone. So that's, you know, so that's why we have to definitely pray to God on Lucy's protecting angels around just all of us, period, because you never know if someone might not make it home. And then I called him this morning to wake him up, and he never answered his phone also. So, you know, I'm trying to not, you know, worry anything, and I can't call him after 2 o'clock. So, I mean, you know, we're an hour different than you all. But that's the main thing when he go on his lunch break. That's the first thing I'm going to do. I need to call him and everything. And my bind up the spirit of fear, because God did not give us a spirit of fear, but the love of power and a sound mind. So I'm praying that I'm trying to have a sound mind and not try to worry about my child. So, yes, that did touch home, Brother Ken.
Absolutely. Yeah, we definitely pray that your child is okay. And we want to say hello to Mom and Dad from the 6 Eyes Radio Network. Hello to both of them, and I'm glad they're still amongst us. Amen. And that just shows, I mean, your parents just shows, you know, they raised a beautiful daughter, and it just goes to show when one is to get married, they're still together all these years.
Yeah,
and that's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing, and they are definitely holding up the vows that they took.
They've been married 56 years.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. That's 2 years. That's 2 years longer than Mom and Papa Six Eyes. They were married for 55 years.
Yes, sir.
Did he get hurt when they shot up his car? Did he?
I'm sorry, can you repeat?
I said your son didn't get injured in the
shooting. No, that's what I was saying.
Okay.
It had the angels covering him because it hit his car about 5 or 6 times. One bullet went scraped the front. He got it. One was right there by the gas tank. That could have been something right there by the gas tank. One went in the door, the back door, then and then the other went in right there when the door before, you know, the front door. And I'm like, You know, thank God. You know, I know his angels was all covering him. I know his the hands of protection was around him, you know, because he was in the car when they did it, you know, and it was taking my identity. And then they say that the brother-in-law of his friend saying that they thought they seen it on television that they wound up getting the guy later on. But, you know, I saw something else on TV. It was a true story, and they're still trying to get justice for the no, they did get justice, but it took like 7 years. The guy was in the neighborhood also. I know he was building a new he was building a house, a renovation on a house, but it was over there in the neighborhood, and it was mistaken identity, and they wind up killing him. So, So that's what I'm saying, that, yeah, we just got to keep each other, pray that God loose his angels every day, because you never know, you know.
So. Yes, ma'am. You're right. You're right.
So, you know, now I try to tell him not to go over there and let them come to him. But, and thank God, you know, the covering that I have in my household with my husband is our pastor. You know, the covering, you know, it's God first, then the man, you know, and then we were talking about it last week, and we were joking and everything, but the word does say, it's the Father, the Son, Holy Ghost, and then the man, and then the woman, then the children. And I just thank God for the covering of my husband, that we're blessed we're blessed because I'm saved, but we're blessed because of him also.
Right. Amen.
Yeah. So,
amen.
God, please definitely lift us up that he do not, I mean, he listen. You know, I understand he's a grown man and everything. He's 25, but still, he still need to listen.
Right.
Yes.
And
absolutely.
What's interesting is she's talking about the angels protecting her son there. And what's interesting is how the last song kind of leads right into that, because it talks about how this true story
mm-hmm.
of another person who needed help, was out in the cold, and God sent, believe it or not, you could think of it as an angel in disguise, if you will, but an angel, nevertheless, to help this man to get to a place of safety and warmth when it was on a cold night.
Mm.
So if you're all ready for this last song, okay, well, here it is. Last song, Phantom 309.
I was out on the West Coast trying to make a buck, and things didn't work out. I was down on my luck. Got tired of roaming and bumming around, so I started thumbing back east toward my hometown. Made a lot of miles the first 2 days, and I figured I'd be home in a week if my luck held out this way. But the third night, I got stranded way out of town at a cold, lonely crossroads. Rain was pouring down. I was hungry and freezing, done caught a chill, when the lights of a big semi topped the hill. Lord, I sure was glad to hear them air brakes come on. And I climbed in that cab where I knew it'd be warm. At the wheel sat a big man. He weighed about 210. He stuck out his hand and said with a grin, "Big Joe's the name." I told him mine. And he said, "The name of my rig is Phantom 309. Well, I asked him why he called his rig such a name. He said, "Son, this old Mac can put them all to shame. There ain't a driver or a rig a running any line that's seen nothing but taillights from Phantom 309. Well, we rode and talked the better part of the night. when the lights of a truck stop came in sight. He said, I'm sorry, son, this is as far as you go, because I got to make a turn just on up the road. Well, he tossed me a dime as he pulled her in low and said, have yourself a hot cup on old Big Joe. When Joe and his rig roared out in the night, in nothing flat, he was clean out of sight. Well, I went inside and ordered me a cup. Told the waiter Big Joe was setting me up. Oh, you could have heard a pin drop. It got deathly quiet, and the waiter's face turned kind of white. Well, did I say something wrong? I said with a halfway grin. He said, no, this happens every now and then. Every driver in here knows Big Joe. But son, let me tell you what happened about 10 years ago. At the crossroads tonight where you flagged him down, there was a busload of kids coming from town. And they were right in the middle when Big Joe topped the hill. It could have been slaughter, but he turned his wheels. Well, Joe lost control, went into a skid, and gave his life to save that bunch of kids. And there at that crossroads was the end of life for Big Joe and Phantom 309. But every now and then, some hiker will come by, and like you, Big Joe will give him a ride. Here, have another cup, and forget about the time. Keep it as a souvenir from Big Joe and Phantom 309.
Wow. Oh, boy.
Wow.
Heavy story.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, you are enjoying the Six Eyes Gospel Show. Every Sunday, get your praise on without leaving the house. That's 12 Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, and 10 Pacific, Six Eyes Gospel. If you missed the show, you can always check it out on Rewind by going to iHeartRadio and subscribing, typing in Six Eyes, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, Radio, and press and subscribe, and Six Eyes Radio Network, too. Just type that in, and you'll have us on demand, the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Amen.
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 And we want to say hello to America, all throughout the city of states and faraway countries. You're enjoying the best in gospel, only on the Six Eyes Radio Network. All right, get it, trumpet. Trumpet is all right. Oh, my God, he's stepping on my feet. All right, ouch, ouch. Get it, trumpet. Y'all should be up jumping around, clapping your hands, praise to the Lord. He woke you up this morning. Come on.
Yes. Yes, he did.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Truly thankful. Thankful, thankful, thankful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you.
Get those tap dance shoes on, Wolfgang.
Can we go ahead and get into the Bloodhound of Scripture?
We sure can.
All right.
So, Six, is your sniffer intact for this week? Let's see. Let's see if he had sniffed out the verse from last week, and here it is.
And one of the elders saith unto me, Weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof.
And you notice, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, he prevailed to do something here. And we'll hear that one more time.
And one of the elders saith unto me, Weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof.
And what did he prevail to do? He prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. And we'll hear that one last time for our listeners' sake.
And one of the elders saith unto me, Weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof.
And that is the book of Revelations.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're on good track so far. Ooh, you're hot on the blood trail, and we're at in Revelation.
That's Revelation 7, if I'm remembering right.
Yeah. Ooh, close. What'd you say, Mrs. Bonnet?
Revelation 5.
Revelation 5:5 it is. Ding, ding, ding.
You was almost there. You was almost there, Brother Six.
Yeah, he was. He was real close. He said Revelation 7. Oh, you was close.
Good job.
I mean, Six, you were so close today. So close. You had the right book. You were just two chapters off. So not bad, Six, not bad. All right.
Thank you.
But this is what you got to sniff out by next week, and here it is.
Where the word of a king is, there is power. And who may say unto him, What doest thou?
Ooh, we
know where there's some power found in the word of a king. And we'll hear that again. Amen.
Where the word of a king is, there is power. And who may say unto him, what doest thou?
And if you notice, you also don't ask that king, what doest thou? And we'll hear it one more time for our listeners' sake.
Where the word of a king is, there is power. And who may say unto him, what doest thou?
And that's what you gotta sniff out by next week. And six, if you don't get that one, I'm going to be asking you, what have you been doing when the other shows on the Excised Radio Network are on?
Amen.
Because that's a theme verse for one of the programs. And if you've been listening to that program, you'd automatically know where it is.
Uh-huh.
But I won't say any more than that.
All right. Well, we want to thank you for listening to the Six Eyes Radio Network. This is our last song, and we're out of here. Please enjoy the rest of your afternoon. You just enjoyed the best in gospel only on the Six Eyes Radio Network. God bless. Thanks for listening. Our last selection, and then we're out of here.
Been a Six Eyes production.
Y'all want more? Y'all want more? All right, y'all clap your hands at this one. Love for the world. America, take care. God bless.
God bless everyone. Love you all.
I love you too. Love you too. tomorrow, Motivation on Monday, Pastor Kenneth Bonnet, 8 Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific. Motivation on Monday with Pastor Kenneth Bonnet, 424-243-9617. America, if you haven't done so already. Facebook, if you haven't done so already. Join the Six Eyes Radio Network group, just like it sounds, Six Eyes Radio Network. And it's a group. Take care, America.
Take care. God bless everyone. Have a great week.